Calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Elizabeth Smith calling, and you all processed a charge for $6.95 on my account, and I looked at your product, and I was thinking about ordering it, but I never actually stated place the order, so I'm going to ask you to refund that. It never should have been processed.
All right, can I get your zip code?
33715.
And your first and last name?
Elizabeth Smith.
And can you verify your shipping address?
Yes, it's 131 11th Street, St. Petersburg, Florida. Why do y'all do that? Huh? Without authorization.
The only way we can charge your card is if you put your card information in now.
Yeah, but I put it in, but I
right.
did not press, you know, I didn't press place the order. So,
that's
and
the
I
only
couldn't,
way we could do it.
I couldn't back it out, but they need to update their system then, because that's not right. Then I have to bug you, but y'all refund that, will you please?
All right, give me 1 second.
Yep. Because, see, you don't even say what that covers, or, and I don't mean you. I'm not fussing at you, but the system doesn't even show what that's for or anything. But when you put a number in, you should be able to back it out, and I couldn't.
All right, I have it canceled for you. And you should receive a refund in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I thank you. And what is your name?
Jaquan, J-A-Q-U-A-N.
That's a neat name. And where are you, Jaquan?
California.
Are you? Well, you have a great day, and I appreciate that.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Same to you.
Thank you. Bye.